Ninth perek of Bracha. We're almost done. Look at that. Harom makom shenasu b'nisim li Yisrael. So if you see a place where there was a miracle for the entire Jewish people, like Great Yom Suf. Did you make this bracha when you saw it? Didn't you just go and see the makom of Great Yom Suf?
I didn't. I wasn't on the lot. I was sick.
Did you not? Okay, well, so when you do, Omer Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lavotenu Makom Hazeh, you're supposed to say Sha'asa Nisim, Sha'asa Nisim Lavotenu, Makom Shenekra Min Avodah Zarah, Omer Baruch Sha'akra Avodah Zarah Me'artenu, and if you see a place where they uprooted Avodah Zarah, you say, thank God that you uprooted Avodah Zarah from our place. I will just point out, and I'm not going to repeat it again, but almost all Rishonim, and this is how we paskin, assume that these are brachot, and when it says Baruch Sha'akra Avodah Zarah, it's just being shorthand. It means Baruch Hashem Gimel Kol Olam. The Ravid uniquely thinks that no, these brachot Ari are all Rishut, and therefore they actually don't have a Baruch Hashem.
Wow.
And therefore it is as it appears, that Baruch Sha'akra Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu, and not Baruch Hashem Gimel Kol Olam. Yes.
So two things. One, does it have to be specific, like, do you have to know what place the Yom Suf was for?
Yes.
Okay, and then the second thing is, like, for the Avodah Zarah one, does it have to be a place that I have personally seen Avodah Zarah?
We're
going to
see.
Okay.
We're going to see. So Matnit Benisa Yisrael, Benisa Yechid, Ishan Azalein, Atzarech, Levarech. So Gemara says, first of all, this is a national bracha. This is a national bracha, but if it's a personal bracha, then you do not say this bracha.
You don't say it, or you don't have to.
You do not say this bracha.
So you don't say it on
this here. No, this is the miracle thing. Miracle thing. We're on the miracle one.
Oh, okay.
So now the Gemara says, okay.
Is it shy how you identify a miracle? Like, in the Rambam, that kind of miracle would be different.
So that's a good question, yes. Some of the Mefarshim will Now, we should clarify, this will be clear in just 1 second, is that it's not that you say no bracha, it's that you don't say this bracha. You don't say avoteinu. What do you say? Baruch sha'asa li neis b'makom hazeh. Right, you say you made a bracha for me. You did a miracle for me. Because now, as you can see, the Gemara now says, Ma'oshi Yivarach Adam al Nisei Aviv al Nisei Rabo. Okay, so what if you see a place where there was a miracle for your father or for your Rebbe? So, we've already said that the only time you make a bracha, basically, right, the Gemara has two possibilities. You can either make a bracha Shasa Lines for a bracha that happened to you, or you can make a bracha that was on a national miracle, and then, even though it didn't happen to you, it happened nationally, you can make Shasa Nisim Lavotenu. But now the Gemara wants to know whether there are people whom, even though it's somebody else, it can be as if it happened to you. So the two examples it brings are your father or your Rav. Can you make that bracha? That's Safek 1 and 2. Safek 3. V'maya Adam Misuyam, Kugon Yoav Ben Suryah, V'chave Rav. Or what if it was somebody very special, which, as some of the Mefarshim say, yeah, someone who's so special that it is essentially a national miracle, right? Like Yoav was saved there, right? It would be like, you know, yes, Herzl's life was saved, right? If it hadn't been, right, the Zionist movement wouldn't have gone out of the ground, whatever, right? Like something like that, but, right? Ben-Gurion, right? Like people who, like, their individual life affected Jewish history. Sure, but I'm following Gemara here where it picks Yoav. It picks a general.
Did you do, like, a revival?
If a miracle happened to it, right? It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't pick a Talmud Chacham, right? It picks a military leader, right? That's why I'm giving you, like, political leaders, right, as examples, like, of modern. But could it be a Talmud Chacham that changed the course of history? Sure. Like, if a miracle happened to the Rambam without him, there'd be no Mishnah Torah, and then, you know, basically, whatever. What would ever happen to Torah?
It's just weird, because there's, like, very little qualifiers.
You know, what?
Less book
for you. Yeah, whatever.
Like, technically, so, you could say the Lubavitcher Rebbe would, like, fall under that.
And his chassidim make a party every year on the day he was freed.
It's supposed to be globalized, isn't it? Like everyone.
We're going to see how global is global in just a second. Va'adam shenikdash b'shem shamayim, or what if it's somebody who, again, they're individuals, but their the miracle that happened to them created a public Kiddush Hashem, like Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Right? Like Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, who did what? Please tell me you remember what happened in Sefer Daniel.
Who were thrown into a fiery furnace by Nebuchadnezzar
and lived. Oh, I'm so glad you remember Daniel Perek Gimel. And not that you have Art Scroll. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Gemara says, now, this is an amazing... Now, what's about to happen is the most classic Yerushalmi thing ever. Okay? So, no. Is there is now one word which may or may not be there, which is Mivarech. So, some Mefarshim do not have this word at all, and they assume that these are four questions that the Gemara then moves on from and leaves you with a suffix, and they don't have the Gersa of Mivarech at all. Some have the Girsa, like the Charedim, of Mivarech. But even if you have the Girsa of Mivarech, so the Charedim and the Rastrilio think that it answers all four questions, and you make the bracha on all four of these cases, and other Achronim, right, or other Rishonim and Achronim say no. Yes, there is the word Mivarech, but it's only answering the last two of them, namely that you make the bracha for a person like Yoav or Chanan Mishael Azariah, but without telling you, it's not telling you that you make a bracha for your father and your rabbi, because they do. Lehalacha Shulchan Aruch paskins that you make a bracha in all four. Happy?
Okay.
Great. But yes, this is like the most classic Yerushalmi. Like, that word may not exist. It may exist. It may be a suffix, which is just left. And even if it is there.
So don't worry about it.
The Shulchan Aruch has metaphysically decided it exists and it applies to
life. Right. And like I said, right, certain Mefarshim, right, so like Maram Chaviv just doesn't have this Girsa at all. Right now, why would they say this? So there is another Girsa, which is Ma'u Shivarach Adam Anisa Vinisi Rabo, V'imai Adam Mitzvun Kuyon Yov Ben Surah V'chaver V'adam Sheniklash Boshem Shemaim Kon Chan Shavazariah Mivarech. Right, it's that Vav that splits them. Anyways, so now the Gemara says, fine. Vinisei Shvatim Ma'u Shivarach. What about a miracle that happens to entire Shevet? So now the Gemara gets beautifully lumdish. The Gemara says, well, what is the question there? We've already said you only make a bracha if it didn't happen to you, assuming we don't know what just happened in the previous four sfeikot. If it's considered national, so is a single shevet considered national? Oh. How are we going to answer such a question?
Precedence.
Hurry out. Might be dumb, hurry out. Because Hurriot talked about Paralim Dever Shel Tzibor, about a carbon that you bring if all of Kali Yisrael sins, and the Gemara there has a machloket, aha! But what if a single Shevet sins?
Is that considered national?
Is that considered national? So Mandi Amar Kol Shevet V'Shevet Ikri Kahal, if you think that each Shevet is called a Kahal, Tzarech Levarech, then you have to make a bracha. Mandi Amar Kol Shvatim Kriyin Kahal, but each one who says no, only all of Kali Yisrael is going to be and Tzarech Levarech. Now, watch this get even more lumdish in the Mefarshim. Now, there is an important further machloket, okay? Because there are really three shitot in the Gemara there. One is, in the Mishnah, really. One is that you need all of Klal Yisrael. The other is each shevet. And then you have Rabbi Yehuda's position, which is that a shevet, no, it's a majority, that's for sure, but of what? But Rabbi Yehuda has a position that Shevet Echad Gorer, that when one Shevet sins, so now all of Klal Yisrael is Chayav in the Karba. Now, which Shita is the Gemara hanging it on? Right? So many of the Mefarshim assume that it's going according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, that a single Shevet has to bring a Karban if they sin, proves that they're considered a national entity. But the Charedim is Mechadesh, that no, the Gemara isn't saying Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, a Shevet brings, but only for themselves. The Gemara is specifically picking a Rabbi Yehuda, who said that Shevet Echad is Gorer, that Shevet Echad creates a Chiyuv for all of Klal Yisrael. That's the Shita.
How could Shevet Echad create a Chiyuv for all of Klal Yisrael?
Well, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Kiddush.
No, but I'm saying, how does that make sense? If that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. According to that, then wouldn't that make sense to say that they're included in Klal Yisrael as a whole? So therefore, you
that they're enough to define all of Klal Yisrael.
Because then they're, in a sense, like, the Shevet is like a majority of Klal Yisrael.
Okay. It's not as representative, probably. So not majority, it's representative. And this is why the first parak of Hurriot is fun. One of the reasons. It's a lot of fun. All these machloket are a lot of fun. It's great, isn't it? Right at the beginning, but you remember this machloket? Great. So now the Gemara says, I raw Bavel, Tzarech Levarech, Chamesh Brachot. If you see Bavel, you have to say five brachot, which is not surprising. There are a million gersot here as well. Let's do what we can. So, Ra'a Prat, when you see the Euphrates, Omer, Baruch, Oseh, Breshit. Again, Machloket, Raivin, other Rishonim, is that. Now, there's a further Machloket. Is it only Euphrates, or is this a bracha on all rivers, and all beautiful rivers? Ra'a Markolis, when you see Mercury, Omer, Baruch, Shana, Derech, Apayim, Ovrei, Ritzono. Now, why only Mercury? So the Beralacha suggests that it's because it has to be like a new Avodah Zarah, and Mercury, they would pile up the rocks around it as worship every day, and therefore each...
Wait, what is Mercury?
The god.
No, I know it's a planet, but...
God.
Because you're saying when you say it, when you see... So it's like an idol or something?
Yeah, okay. The idol of Mercury, or Hermes, right? Same god. Right, the messenger god. But the way they did it was piling little things of rocks, or throwing rocks, different... whatever... Baruch Shana Adonai Elohecha Apayim L'Ovrei Ritzono. So you say a bracha that God has given, God has patience. Patience. But yeah, again, according to the Ber Halacha, the reason it's specifically this is because you build it every day. You make these piles of rocks every day. Right, meaning, therefore, it's a new...
It's a new idol.
Correct. The simple pshat, La Halacha, is not this way. Right, and that Shulchan Aruch just says it's any of the Zara, but there are those who think it is only Markolis. And again, that's a suggestion by the Ber Halacha why that might be. I'm sorry, this is based on Tosfot. I'm sorry, it's based on Tosfot. What am I saying? Right, Ber Halacha, I think, brings it up, but it's based on Tosfot who says this Svara. And again, is this only in Bavel? Is it not in Bavel? Let me just get through them. Rabbi Beitel Shel Nebuchadnezzar, when you see Nebuchadnezzar's house, Omer Baruch Rav Beitel Shel Otar Rasha, you say, God, thank you for destroying that Rasha's house. Rabbi Malkom Kivshana Eish, when you see Vigov HaRayot, when you see the plays of Hanani Mishal Vazaria in the fire and Daniel in the lion's den, you say, Baruch Shas and Nisim Lavatenu Malkom Azeh, and Rabbi Malkom Shanot Lemenu Afar, and when you see the place where they take the dirt, which is the symbol of the destruction above, El Omer Baruch, Baruch Omer Vaoseh Baruch Gozer Umekayem.
What do you mean they take the earth? There's a place in Babylonia from which an animal cannot leave unless some of that place's earth is put on it.
Yes. Now, different Rishonim, different Achronim quote this differently. So Stei Yoshua thinks that the bracha on Mercury is not part of this list. It doesn't count, even though it's in the list. It's not one of the five because it does. It's not only true in Bavel. Mara Fulda says the bracha on Nahar Prat and the bracha on Mercury, despite them being here, are not part of the bracha. And Malcolm Kishonation Govinda Arayot should be two separate bracha.
Again, this is very Yerushalmi of you. I don't know.
And then the Gemara says, and Ra'a Bavel, and then when you see Bavel, destroyed Omer v'tiyatea mimatea hashmeid. You a bracha based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Thank God for taking a broom and sweeping up Bavel. Yes.
Well, is Bavel national? Because the assumption was that we're making brachos on national things. So now we're switching. Right?
No. Sha'asa Nisim was national. It's not all these brachos are national. Sha'asa Nisim Lavotenu was national. The rest of these are different brachos. Reb Zera of Reb Yehuda b'shem Rav called bracha she'eni mashem malchot eina bracha. Now again, according to most people, this is establishing that you need these statements, as opposed to the Ravid is like, yes, because you don't have shem and malchot, that proves these aren't real brachot. But Rav says you need shem or malchot. Without that, it is not a bracha. Amar Rav Tanchuma, ana amar taima romimcha elohai melech vavarcha shemcha lovet, because you have romimcha elohai melech. Right, you have God, Melech, and the end of the pasuk is Bracha, so they are essential. Rav Omer Tzarech Lomar Ata, Rav says you need you, Shmuel Omer Tzarech Lomar Elokeinu, and then it's right a further machloket is this additive, right? Meaning, does he hold you don't need to say Ata? Right, he only says you need to say Elokeinu, right? Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, or he's saying you see Baruch Ata Hashem and Elokeinu, and this is a further different Dirsod in the Yerushalmi. They went to, Rabbi Yochanan and Yonatan went to make peace between two fight warring factions in the south.
Okay, so
Hanora Ha'abir V'Ha'amitz. And they found the Chazan going on with all these extra praises, V'Shitku Oto, and they said, shut up. You can't add to what Chazal added. Now, Rov Rishonim assumes this is only in Shmona Esrei. The Rambam seems to assume that you can never add praises to God. However, the Mefarshim assume that this is only like descriptions. But if God performed a million miracles for you and you just want to detail every miracle you know of, that you're allowed to do, right? You're allowed to detail God's actions. It's that you can't detail his qualities because he didn't really have qualities. And therefore, the only thing that justifies the qualities is exactly. Ruhuna b'shem Rav, Shaddai lo mezu sagi koach. Right? Right, you can't say the praises, right? Lo matzin kol kavurgosh kol kadosh baruch hu, because you can't find God's power. Rabbi Avol b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hayu super lo ki adaber. The pasuk says, right, should I, if I talk about him, can I speak? Im amar ish ki uvula, right, if I speak, I'll be swallowed up. Meaning, im ba'adam l'saber gvur adav kadosh baruch hu mitbeilem in olam. If you try to say all of God's praises, you will be swallowed up from the world. Amar shmo bar nachem, mi im alo gvur adashem kagon ani v'chaverai. Who can praise God? Me and my friends. Me. It's not a who could do it. It's who? Me. That's a question with an actual answer. Now, the Gemara, the Bavli in two places, Makot Yud and Hariot Yud Gimel, has a slightly different clarification, which may be what's going on here, which is, Mi Malel Gvor Hashem is only Yashmiya Kol Tilato. The only one who can praise God is the one who could praise him entirely, and that's limited to special people like me. Yeah. Great. Okay. Rav Avon, Mi Malel Gvor Hashem. Now, according to many of the Farshim, that is the drasha being introduced in the second line. Okay. Chir game Yaakov ish kvar nuvraya bitzor. L'chad umiyati la elokim lechon. For you, God is silence is praise. Why? Sama dikola, the best praise of God, the best medicine. There's nothing mishtoka is, right? The margolit, the litle time. Shekal Mashiach ba pigama. It's like a jewel that is invaluable, right? It has no price. If you try to put a price on it, you are minimizing its price, right? This is, right, priceless. But if you make me, I'll put a price on it. No, that is ruining the idea of priceless.
Is that why we say Shema? Like quietly?
I don't know.
Also, like, why would we say Shevach of Hashem ever then? Because we do have parts where we have.
Yeah, because Chazal put it in place.
But why would Chazal put it in place if we assume that there's like no, there's, if anything, there's like negative value to saying praise of God?
Because we can take what we're, because we borrow it from Tanakh, right? So all we can do is quote what's in Tanakh, right? That seems to be Chazal's methodology. And again, I already told you the Machlok Rishonim, right? Where this is only Shmona Esrei, which again is Rov Rishonim, or the Rambam, who says very clearly that this is always under all circumstances, right? Parak Tet Halacha Zayin in Hilchot Brachot, he is very, very, very clear about this. And again, the Ra'ah Ritva are the ones who say that you can praise God's actions, just not his essence. Okay. Tani, Hapoteach Yud Hey, if you start with a bracha with Shem Havaya, V'chotem B'Yud Hey, and you finish with Shem Havaya, Reza Chacham. Oh, so smart. B'shem Aleph Lamed, v'chotem b'shem Aleph Lamed, are zebur. If you only use, right, El, right, Elohim, you're an idiot. B'shem Aleph Lamed, v'chotem b'shem Yud Hey, but if you start with Elkim and finish with Yud Kevavka, reze benoni, you are average. B'yud Hey, v'chotem b'shem Aleph Lamed, but if you start with Yud Hey and then go downgrade God to Elohim, which is a much lesser name, then what? Because it's more generic, right? No, right, Dayanim are called that. Avodah Zarah is called Elohim. It just means power, right? It's a much more generic name. It's not God's proper name. As a word, sorry, you are a koifer. Koifer. Now, in some of the other Mefarshim, in the Rokeach, he switches around who's an idiot and who's a koifer, and he moves around which of them is a koifer and which of them is an idiot. Okay, fine. Would you like me to read what he says? Fine. Sure. The Rokeach says that the boor, the idiot who starts with Shem Havayah and finishes Elokim, because you just don't understand the names. When you start with Elokim and finish with Elokim, you're a koifer, right? Because you're specifically using the plural sounding name, and if you only use the plural name, right, then you are, right, being polytheistic.
What about Hashem's Svakot? Wouldn't that be the same thing?
But you also have Hashem, which is not, right? He's saying if you only said Elokim.
So if you only said Svakot, right?
Yeah, presumably, according to the Rukyach, that'd be the same. Okay, now we have a bunch of these wonderful stories where we meet Minim. Hi, Minim, right? These different sectarian groups. Haminim Shalot Rabbi Simlai. Kamo Elohut Baro et Olam. How many gods created the world, right? These were, you know, dualists and whatever. Amar Lehen, V'lietem Sha'olim, V'luchu Shalot et Adam Arishon. What are you asking me? Go ask Adam Arishon. Shemar Kishal Nal Yamim Rishonim. Because the Torah says you should go ask the earlier generations. How can you ask Adam? Well, look at the Pasuk. Gesher Baro Elohim Adam Al Haaretz Ink Divkan. It doesn't say Baru. In plural, Elomina Yom Asher Bara Elohim Adam Al Arz. Yes, it says Elohim, which is plural, but it says Bara.
But can't Elohim refer to a group?
Yes, but it says Bara. But it says Bara in singular.
No, so it's meaning if it's
Bara,
sure,
maybe. Amar Le Vaktiv Bereshit Bara Elohim. Right, but at the beginning it says. Right, Brezhur Elohim, Amr Lehen, V'chi Baruch Tiv again, Ein Tiv Bara. Same problem. And now, honestly, I take this as a pretty good proof, but the Gemara, you know, and Amr Rav Simlai, Kol Magam Shepar, Kol Min Shavatim B'Tzidon, right? Whenever the Minim try to, you know, say something, and are, you know, Parko, they're Chutzpedek, the proof is right there. Chazav Shalohan, then Shalotah, they ask another question. Why would God say, let us make man? Is there plural gods? Amar Lahan, Vaivru Elohim and Adam Bitsalmam. Inktiv Dam, it doesn't say, and they were created. Ela Vaivra Elohim and Adam Bitsalmo. Amar Lo Talmidav. Talmidim said, Le'ilu, and this is one of my favorite lines in all of Shas. It happens many places in Shas and Midrash, which is Talmidim. And it always happens like this, is that the Minim ask a question, they are defended, and then the Amidim say, that's very nice. Le'ilu d'chita b'kaneh. These you flicked away with a reed. Lanu ma'ata meshif. But what are you going to say to us? Give us the real answer. Oh, come on. That's just polemics. Give us the real answer. I mean, come on. Why does it say na'aseh? You know, it lends itself to misinterpretation, so there's got to be a reason. Don't just disprove that it means there's multiple gods. Tell me why it said it. Amar Lahan, the Shavar Adam Nivra min Ha'afar, Chavar Nid Me'adama, Me'adam Va'ilach B'Tzalmenu Kidmuteno. And this is actually a beautiful answer. It says, yeah, because Adam and Chava were created by God. And after that, every person who's created is a partnership of the parents and God. It's not multiple gods. He's talking to man. Right, which is about as strong a statement as you can of the idea that we are, right, partners with God in creation, which of course Chazal say many times about parents, but it's a particularly beautiful way of putting it. Yef shal ish below isha, v'yef shal ish below ish. A man can't do it without a woman can't do it without a man. V'yef shal ishneim below ashchina, and neither of them can do it without God. So then they asked him again, Mahin Dichtiv El Elohim Hashem El Elohim Hashem Hu Yodea. It's a very complicated pasuk in Yoshua, which is a lot of names of God all at once. What are these different people? Different God people? Amar Lahan, Hem Yodim and Gedivkan. It doesn't say they know. Elohu Yodea, he knows. Amar Lo Tamidav Rebbe, Le'elu Dachito Bekaneh. Again. That's very nice of them. Lanu mata meshiv. Give us the real answer. Amar lahen shlosh dan shem echad. Kinesh damar basilius Caesar Augustus. It says, oh, come on. It's three names for the same verses. It was like if I called him Caesar or, right, or.
Basilius Augustus Caesar.
Yeah, Basilius Augustus Caesar. It's the same guy, right? Chaz v'sholot dan mauktiv. So what about in Tehillim where you have it? Diber vayikra aretz. Amar lechen v'chi dibru v'yikru. Does it say they spoke? Divkan inkdav ela diber vayikra aretz. Amar l'tamidav again. Rebbe le'ilu d'chita b'kanev. Lanu ma'ata meshev. I mean, that's very nice. Amar lehen shloshtan shem echad. Kinisht amar umanin banyan v'arkatekton. Please. It's like saying... Architect, the head of the builders.
I love seeing right? How old these words are.
Well, they're Greek, yeah. Right? Architectin, yes, exactly. Now, obviously, it's very weird because it's basically the same thing. So why did you quote different things? I mean, it's sort of weird, right? I mean, it's the exact same thing. Why do you give different examples of names?
One's names, one's titles.
Yeah, so some of the Farshim suggest that, right, the first one's like talking about God's knowing thoughts. We talk about God's like power. And the second one is talking about his midot, right, in terms of creation. Okay, so we talk about a builder, whatever. Chazru v'shaloto, they said, ma'u d'chtiv ki elokim kdoshim hu. God is holy, plural. Amr le'en kdoshim hema, it says who, not hema. Not them, but him. It's they as a singular.
The royal them.
Well, no, well now, right? They is officially a singular, right?
Oh.
It is. It is legally changed. Yes. Oh. The grammarians have changed it. It's now legitimate to say they as a singular, both because you don't know what someone is and because of all the other reasons. Amar lehen kedoshim hema and kedivkan who gel kano who amar lo tamid of rabbi leelu dachida bekaneh. It means he's holy in all ways that you could be holy. That's all. It's on the holiness. His walking, his being, his everything is kadosh. Showing his power is holy. Darko b'kedusha, what does it mean? His way is b'kadosh, Elokim b'kadosh darkecha. He lucho b'kedusha, he walks in holiness, halich. Chot eli malki b'kadosh, moshavo b'kedusha, his dwelling is in holiness. Elokim yashav, akisei kacho, diboro b'kedusha, he talks in holiness. Elokim diber b'kacho, chasiv adzro b'kacho, the showing of his might is in power, is in holiness. Chasav Hashem adzroa kacho, norov adir b'kedusha, he's amazing, awesome, in holy micha mocha nezer b'kodesh, etc. Chaz v'shalotu ma'o ahin dechtiv, mi goy gadol shalo elokim krovim elav. Okay, the pasuk says, who is this God in this nation who God is close to them? Merlan, kashem elokeinu, b'chol kareinu aleihem in k'tivkan. The next part of the pasuk doesn't say when I call to them, it says b'chol kareinu elav. Amrlo, elo b'chol kareinu elav. Amrlo tamid of Rabbi. Le'elu dachitam b'kana. Lanu ma'atem eshev. I'll just finish this one. Amr lehen karov b'chol mini krivot. He is close in every way that he can be close. And just wait for tomorrow, the Gadata, which goes through the exact dimensions of how far it is from Tikisei HaKavod, right? The 500 miles, you know, blah, 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 blah. Just hold on to it for tomorrow.